Live. It is your show. You can dial in toll-free, bring up whatever's on your mind, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So, you can call in about anything. In the meantime, we'll talk about things that are interesting to us. And, Toby, you said there was a Supreme Court ruling today. Do you have a story?
It's an update from a case they were hearing a few months back, and a little bit of good news coming from the Supreme Court
We do like to bring you good news when it is available.
And it is a little bit. I don't know how much of an effect it will have, but, I mean, in principle, at least it means something. The High Court limits searches of suspects' cars after arrest. Hey. This coming from the Washington
after
Post.
Arrest.
Yes, after arrest. So okay. frequently, a lot of the time, they just ask you to get out of your car and search your car. And if you don't know your rights and say, well, I'm not consenting to a search, they're just going to do it. So I think this is going to be affecting people who absolutely know what their rights are. And according to this article, a lot of it's coming from when you're actually being detained. The Supreme Court today sharply limited the power of police to search a suspect's car after making an arrest, acknowledging that the decision changes a rule that law enforcement has rallied and relied upon for the last 30 years. A decision written by Justice John Paul Stevens said the police may search a vehicle without a warrant only when the suspect could reach for a weapon or try to destroy the evidence, or when it was reasonable to believe the evidence in the car supports the crime at hand.
So they can search without a warrant when they believe you could reach for a weapon, but if you're outside your car at that point, then
there's no reason to search.
They can't search unless they believe,
say, they found marijuana on you outside your car, mm-hmm. then they could reasonably believe that there might be some inside car. But say what the reason it came up was a man was arrested for a suspended driver's license. Mm-hmm. They searched his car, found drugs, and then he was arrested for that as well.
So they're saying that is off limits at this point.
That is now off limits. If you're going to be searching their car, well, you better be searching for stuff pertaining to what the arrest was originally there for.
Wow, I mean, that's actually a pretty good ruling, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, if it's actually upheld and they don't have to go around challenging this every time. This is the Supreme Court, and if I mean police officers and are actually upholding this, and you're not having to take it to court yourself every time, because I mean, let's face it, this one guy took it to court, but it ate up 5 years of his life.
That's true.
How many millions of dollars? And I mean, all he did. I mean, if you're having to go through the system each time, it doesn't mean much. But
you're
correct. It's reversing 30 years of what police have essentially been saying is, well, you're being arrested. Now I have the right to search your entire car. I mean, which really doesn't make all that much sense. It's like if you're arrested at your house, do they have the right to search your entire house? I mean,
That's a good point. If you're arrested out in your garden or whatever, and does that mean they get to go in and ruffle through your drawers? That's a good point. But you're also right, Toby, that even though the Supreme Court has come down with this somewhat major change to the way police get to search cars, if the police continue to violate the Supreme Court's decision, which inevitably we'll see this happen, police will, not even hear about the decision.
It's not like a bulletin just went out to all the police departments around the United States today that said, all right, start allowing people their Fourth Amendment rights again.
That doesn't happen.
No.
So what will happen is people will still get illegally searched, and then they'll have to know about the Supreme Court decision.
Yes, you'll need to know your rights.
And then they'll have to use that in their appeal, and hopefully they'll get it overturned. Maybe then, after a local police department has had a search overturned, then they'll educate their officers, all right, you shouldn't do this anymore. But what we've seen, at least happening here in New Hampshire, with the videographers being arrested, there have been Supreme Court cases here in New Hampshire mm-hmm. that have said that cameras are supposed to be allowed in the court, the press should have access, and they're ignoring all of that. So they just don't care what the courts say.
Well, one thing this really will make a difference for are passengers in cars. Now, this is essentially overturning New York versus Belton, which was back in 1981, where there was a passenger in a car, and the passenger had something on their person, and the driver was arrested. The passenger's person was searched, and the passenger's bag was searched. They found something and arrested them. Now, if the driver's being arrested for something, the passenger unless they have some kind of evidence that they should be searching the passenger's belongings, the passenger's compartment as well, the passenger should be walking away. So, I mean, it actually will make a big difference for passengers who know their rights, and also drivers. Say if you're arrested for not having a driver's license, well, the police won't have the ultimate reason to just search your car for no reason now. So I guess you're right, Ian. I mean, if you do know your rights, this case can actually have some true effect. And I'm pretty impressed that they were actually willing to overturn a law that was in the government's favor, essentially.
Considering all of the pro-police state rulings the court has been making, it's kind of a surprise.
And the Fourth Amendment has been essentially gone for years.
Oh, yeah. They can still kick your door in without even saying police. I mean, they can shout police at the same time as they smash the door in. You don't have to be given any notice or anything like that. So this isn't to say that your rights have been restored, but it's a slight step in the right direction, and it deserves to be pointed out.
And I'd also just like to point out, this was right below the other article, that they are also reviewing another case of strip searching kids at school. And so far, while they won't be ruling on this until June, it looks like they're leaning in the direction of, yes, even it's young 13-year-old girls should be able to be strip searched in school. So, I mean, that's an update coming down in the coming months. But
who do you think is going to go after that job? I mean, we talk about people. Right? We were talking about how positions of power attract those who wish to wield it. If somebody finds out that it's legal to search teenage girls or boys, take them down to nakedness.
You're talking about 13-year-old girls being able to a school vice principal being able to strip search them. I mean, you'd think that would be thrown out, but so far it's looking like, unfortunately, they're going to be ruling in favor of schools strip searching young kids.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Greetings.
Stephen, what's on your mind?
Well, regarding what you were talking about, the court case there regarding vehicle searches and searching people's, the person, searching your person, I can't understand. Well, now let me say this. I'm turning on the sarcasm here. I can understand why on earth you wouldn't want them to search you. I mean, if you have nothing to hide.
Here's a good answer for you. And I understand that you're going to come up against that. When you talk to people about refusing police searches, inevitably somebody's going to bring that cliche. Well, I got nothing to hide. Why do you care? Well, how about I've got something better to do with my time? Who is it that's on the road that gets pulled over by the cops and just wants to hang out with them for a while?
Oh, good. I didn't have anywhere to go. That's why I was in my car, not walking.
Driving somewhere, right? I mean, look, I've got better things. Thanks for the offer, officer, but I've got something I need to be doing. Goodbye.
Right. Well, one retort that I heard, which I haven't really gone over it in my mind how good it is, but it's so far one of the better ones, I think, that I've heard is it's one columnist on Lou Rockwell, and I can't remember which one. She said that somebody wrote her an email in response to one of her articles and said, you know, if you got nothing to hide, you know, that same old cliche. And she said, okay, well, that's fine. If you have nothing to hide, then why don't you send me all of your bank statements, your paycheck stubs and things like that.
Sure. Trust me.
Exactly. I mean, I thought that was okay, but then the person might come back with, oh, yeah, well, you aren't the government. You aren't, you know, I don't know, what do they think the government's doing, looking out for their safety or whatever? I don't have any idea.
I think that someone who's coming up with this, well, if you don't have anything to hide, why aren't you allowing them to search you? I mean, at that point, I think those people are pretty much lost to the argument. You're never going to convince them. But using that argument, you very may convince someone else who's a listener of you talking to them.
Yeah, that's right. I just would like to come up with a really good zinger or just steal one from somebody, you know, to where the person says, don't, in response to your zinger.
That's a great question. If you've got a good one, call us up. How do you respond, or how would you respond when presented with the cliche response of, well, what have you got to hide?
Right,
if you don't
have
anything to hide, why don't you let them search? What is your response? That's what Stephen's looking for here. Stephen is looking for tonight. 800-259-9231. I think it's a good question because I don't really have a zinger. I just like mine of, if it was a cop that was making that claim, I would say, well, I appreciate that, sir, but I've got a place to be going to. So if I'm not being detained, I'd like to be going to it now. Thanks
being the
very much.
Unprincipled libertarian, I always take it back to the Constitution and say, what did the founding fathers have to hide?
There you go. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What did the news crew have to hide? There was a news crew that was arrested recently. We'll tell you about it coming up here and take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history. And it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction. Contact with Chaos by Michael Z. Williamson. Available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can dial in via the toll-free number. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies. If sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself. And if you are a lady listener, you can be a part of the Shrine. All the details are there at shrine.freetalklive.com. Now, if you die, what happens to your family? Would they have to turn to the government for help? You can plan right now to keep your family in your home with tax-free money to pay the bills and make it possible for the kids to go to college. You can do this by calling Gil Edwards with Termco Insurance Agency. Gil specializes in term life insurance. Call 800-589-3614, 800-589-3614. Termco Insurance, 800-589-3614, protecting your family, 800-589-3614. As we continue here, taking your phone calls, and we'll tell you about the news crew that was arrested, because the crackdown on freedom of the press is not just happening in New Hampshire, it's all across the country. We'll get to that, but your calls first. We go to Steve in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve. Do we have Steve? Maybe I already took Steve. Steve in South Carolina going once. Steve in South Carolina going twice. Lots of Steves calling tonight. We've had at least three Steves tonight. So we continue then. El Paso, Texas, where ABC's KVIA reports that an ABC 7 crew covering an auto crash on the interstate unwillingly became part of the story. Motorists stuck in traffic witnessed veteran journalist Darren Hunt and photojournalist Rick DuPont being handcuffed, and they're using the term detained here, but I'm sorry, if you are in handcuffs, you're under arrest.
Yeah, that's where I think I'd draw the line. Once they slap cuffs on me, if they tell me stay there, you're not allowed to move, okay, that's being, being detained, I'm told I'm not allowed to move. But if my hands are behind my back, I'm being arrested.
And if you saw the attitude of this cop, the audio on the video wasn't the greatest, so I was kind of ambivalent about whether I was going to play it or not. But this cop is out of, she's just out of control, just power tripping all over these guys. Just after 1:30 p.m., the two arrived to report on a flipped semi on I-10 west near wherever. They parked on the left shoulder and ran toward the victims as witnesses ran toward victims to offer help. A pregnant woman sat on the side of the freeway sobbing, and according to a witness, several men in military fatigues had helped pull the driver of the semi-truck out of the cab. As emergency crews tended to the driver, Police Sergeant Raul Ramirez told the ABC 7 crew from across the barrier to leave. Several people, and they weren't in anybody's way or anything like that, several people and a half a dozen cars were also stopped on the eastbound shoulder. Darren continued to try to get information from the men in fatigues when the situation began to escalate. The sergeant jumped the barrier and told Darren to get in the truck and leave. And then Darren, with his hands behind his back to the side of the truck, or then held Darren with his hands behind his back to the side of the truck belonging to a witness that was parked on the shoulder. Darren said repeatedly, "I'm not doing anything." Darren and Rick were handcuffed, read their Miranda rights, and taken to the Westside Regional Command Center, where they were released within, apparently, according to the story, a few minutes. So, one cop out of control on the side of the road. Of course, he ends up with an administrative suspension, which means he's getting to get a paycheck without having to actually go to work. And, of course, the El Paso Police Department has ensured that they have launched an investigation. We are going to look into this officer's behavior, and we are going to investigate it.
Yeah, you know, this sounds, and I wasn't there, so, yeah, I'm being a little bit judgmental here. But what it sounds like to me is this officer is probably doesn't have his authority challenged that often. He usually probably, when there's an accident and he tells people, get in your car and move along, they do just that. But there was someone who had a camera who didn't want to just follow his blind orders for no reason
at
all, no good reason. So they just said simply no. And it's probably the first time in a while that his authority was challenged and he had to strike back.
It's not like the guy kept moving toward the scene.
Right, he was on the other side of the barrier.
Well, the officer told him to... the officer was on one side of the barrier, but the accident was on the other side of the barrier. I don't know why he was over there. You can't really tell what the exact layout of the situation was. But when the video starts, the news crew is walking toward the accident. You can see the accident on the camera. Then the officer jumps over the barrier from off screen and begins to verbally assault the news crew. The news crew stops in their tracks. It's not like they keep going to try to, you know, push past the officer and, you know, go get an interview or something like that. They stop in their tracks and begin turning around, but the officer just continues to escalate the situation because, you know how some of these bureaucrats are about cameras.
I feel like officers aren't usually trained in de-escalation techniques most of the time. No. They seem to escalate the situations. I mean, if the police are called, chances are de-escalation is not what's going to be happening. So I'm not all that surprised. I mean, I think as you see more and more cameras getting out into the hands of people, I mean, I know this was a news agency doing this, but on YouTube, you can see all sorts of these videos. Now that people are out there with their cameras, and they're actually videoing and taping the police when they're going off on people like this. I mean, you're seeing more and more of these pop up, and it's been going on for a long time. It's just been isolated because who's going to believe your word over the police?
It's bad enough when it's bad enough when the police pick on everyday average people. But to really show how far the tyranny has gone in this country, you don't have to look any further than the police shutting down the freedom of the press. And this is another example of it. Our friend Sam was arrested last week for trying to record in a public lobby of a public building of the public courthouse here in Keene, New Hampshire. This news crew, both the cameraman and the interviewer, the anchorman or whatever, were both arrested on the scene of a car accident. Not exactly a national security situation or anything like that. Then there was the political conventions last year, 2008 political conventions, where an ABC news reporter was cuffed and arrested for doing nothing but standing on a public sidewalk.
Right.
There was the Miami news reporter who was arrested for trying to video tape outside of a government school on a public sidewalk. When a cop ordered him to cross the street, he said, "I don't have to do that. I'm on a public sidewalk. You can't tell me to go across the street. Freedom of the press." Well, he got arrested for that. And we can just go down the list. I mean, those are just the ones that I recall. The obvious instances of oppression of these people that are, in this case, is members of the mainstream media.
Yeah, and that's these are cases that you're recalling. It seems like members of media that are mainstream. But what about small? Every person's allowed to be their own media. I mean, if you have some way to get your voice out there, you can be your own media. I mean, that's what the First Amendment is supposed to protect. If I can just be an individual and I can go out and create my own story, and I am the media. I don't need this press badge to allow
you
to.
Apparently, you do.
I know. I mean, you do. But you shouldn't have to have this press badge in order to keep your camera rolling.
Right,
I mean, every single person should be able to be the media.
Absolutely. The camera should be the press badge. The pen and the pencil, the piece of paper, the notepad should be your press badge. Whatever it is your implement of documentation and recording is, that should be enough. But now they're cracking down even on the mainstream media members. I mean, what more evidence do you need that this is anything but a free society? It's Free Talk Live.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
I'm Don Germano with Kmart. We're a proud sponsor of March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Kmart. We're all parents, aunts, uncles, and grandparents. We care about our babies and we care about all babies. When a baby has to fight for his life, we all need to help. We participated in March for Babies for the past 25 years and will continue walking until every baby is born healthy. Join us in March for Babies. The walk starts at marchforbabies.org.
I'm John Hewitt, CEO of Liberty Tax Service, and proud sponsor of March of Dimes' premier walking event, March for Babies. More babies begin healthy lives because of March of Dimes' research and programs. And with our support, we can do even more for families all over America. Our goal is to ensure all babies will be born healthy, but we have to walk to get there. Join the March for Babies. Sign up at marchforbabies.org.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And those features include the wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. W-I-K-I, wiki. freetalklive.com. Plus, what if you found out that the best liberty activists from around the world were moving to the same place in order to achieve liberty in their lifetimes? Would you want to join them? It's happening, and you can be a part of it. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Because it's great to believe in liberty. But it's even better to be around others who not only believe in liberty, but are also willing to take action in order to achieve it in their lifetime.
It's a lot less frustrating, too, I think, and a lot less burnout when there's others around you doing it, too. So you know what? You need a month off. You can take a month off, and other people will pick up the slack. And
yeah, it is nice.
Come back in wherever you want to with whatever kind of activism you want, and pick off wherever you left off or start anew.
You are somebody, Toby, who will come out from time to time to one of the local events that we have here in the Keene area, Social Sundays. It's a weekly gathering of liberty-minded people that tend to be living in the Keene area. Some people come from outside the area, but this past week was a record-setting week.
It was amazing. The entire bar that they meet at was full.
Almost.
Fuller than I've ever seen it on a Sunday afternoon. And
yeah.
I remember when we first started doing these, there were a few people. And every time I come, every month or so, I stop in. And there's always more people. I'm always impressed that there's new faces. Yeah. People I've never met before. That they're like, yeah, I've been living here for 3 weeks now. I'm like, really? Wow, that's awesome. I mean, there's always new people that are there to meet. And I mean, it helps give me that extra push of, you know what? I'm not doing this futilely for no reason. I mean, there's other people who are getting amped up because of it. So, I mean, it really helps to keep me going. I don't think that I would be continuing to do Free Minds TV and the radio show and getting active in this stuff.
If nothing was changing.
If nothing was changing, people weren't moving in. I was like, okay, I'm going to just live my life the best I can in the system we have.
But that's what most people do.
I mean, yeah, burnout rate it happens pretty quick. If you don't have others around you, helping to pick up the slack, helping to show you that there's a real reason for what you're fighting for.
1-800-259-9231. So, yeah, there really is an activist movement here that is unlike anything else I have ever seen. It's the most social movement of liberty-minded people ever, too. I mean, libertarian types tend to have a reputation for being kind of antisocial, reclusive, geeky types, right? And here, they come out, they get together, they socialize, they go out, they do things with one another, and there's all kinds of opportunities to meet people and get to know other people, and it's really the most social thing I've ever been a part of.
Well, like you said, while Sam is in the pokey right now, people are out there feeding his cat at his house and stuff. I mean, it really is a community of people that are here not only to pick up the slack in the liberty activism, but also to help you out with your life if stuff's going on, too. I mean, it's a whole community of friends, not only being active in liberty, but also, you know, just hanging out with each other, having a good time. And I've got to say that some of the most interesting people I met or I have met are from the liberty movement. I mean, they're not your typical cookie cutter, come out of the factory, made human being ready to fit into society. It's really a lot of interesting, quirky people that, I mean, they're great to meet these people and become friends with.
They're people that are really just wonderful folks, the best people I've ever met. I'm so happy to be here. Anyway, let's continue. 800-259-9231. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about this movement of liberty-minded people all moving together. Apparently, by the way, the Free State Project is really threatening a lot of folks, too, because people are scared.
Yeah, the statists out there.
Those who support the status quo, those who support the government, those who support violence and tyranny and oppression. Now, of course, they wouldn't say they support oppression. They would sort of say they support law and order or whatever. They put some sort of terminology on there to coat over what the actual events are that are going on. But it's violence that they support. And so recently, with all this news coverage that the activists have been getting, with Sam being arrested last week, with the six other people being arrested at the same time, essentially mass arrests happening in Keene, it's blown up into some news coverage. And if you read the comments on these news articles, there are some very vitriolic, angry people out there that are very upset that all these people are coming to New Hampshire to force their way of life on us. And, you know, they're very, very upset about the idea of the Free State Project. They don't really understand it because they haven't done much research into it, and they certainly don't want to understand it. But they're very frightened. I see them as being scared, which is why they're lashing out like this.
They've got a lot to lose.
Yes.
I mean, their entire way of life is being threatened.
Let's take your phone calls. John is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby. Hello, John.
Hey, Ian. Hey, Toby.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I'm actually one of those, you mentioned earlier, the antisocial types that are kind of reclusive and geeky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm planning on moving to Keene within the next couple of months, actually.
Excellent. I used to stay inside all day, too, by the way. I mean, just because there was never anything I wanted to do down in Florida. Anything
well, all the activism was going on online, right? I mean, most of it.
Any activism that was going on where I came from, I started. I was the one that was setting up the outreach booths and the tables at the gun shows and the Pride Fest. So anything that was going on was pretty much me. So outside of those things that I would organize myself, it was pretty much me doing nothing with my time except Free Talk Live. I had nothing else I wanted to do. Now I've actually got so much activism going on. Sometimes I have to. Well, sometimes I have to slow down and say, okay, maybe I should get some work done today, because there's always something new I could be doing as far as activism is concerned. So even though you may be a reclusive type, you might be encouraged to come out a little bit more when you're around more like-minded people.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Well, you know, you mentioned this cliche. If you got nothing to hide, then what do you worry about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I thought of a response that you could use, potentially. I don't know. You might want to reword it a bit. But I was thinking of saying, well, I don't have anything to hide. But on the other hand, we aren't in grade school. You aren't my teacher. You're not even a classmate. This isn't show and tell. And I've got nothing I want to show you.
Awesome. I love it. I don't know what the cop's response will be.
This isn't show and tell. I like that. Just say that. This isn't show and tell.
That's brilliant. Congratulations. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it.
Thanks, John.
That kind of reminds me. I mean, when you're taking a test in school, can you look back on these days when the teacher would just sit there and look over your shoulder at your work? I remember that making me very uncomfortable when she would see the whole thing at the end, and I think that's where I started... You know, really internalizing these ideas of I don't like authority looking at my business when they don't need to. So
it went back a long time for me, too. I can remember being anti-authoritarian as long as I can remember, basically. Let's continue and talk to Professor in Georgia. The professor is on the line.
Good evening, Ian, Toby, first time caller.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
By the way, it's professor, slang, not professor.
Professor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Been a frequent caller to Genesis over many years, since the inception. I used to call Alex a lot. Hey, look, guys, here's my answer for somebody when they say, what do you got to hide? Maybe you should let them say. I always come back and say, maybe you should. Look, if that's the way you live your life, you feel that you need to be checked on, you're not a responsible person then, you see. If you feel like maybe you have plenty of time to be checked. See, the Alabama state motto is in Latin. You might consider Alabama to be sort of a backward state. But their state motto, Latin, is Odemus jura nostra defendere. What that means is we dare defend our rights. The Supreme Court has ruled rights only belong to a belligerent claimant in person. See, the people that acquiesce are taking steps backwards. They're actually ruining our country. It's brave men and women that take responsibility for their actions that have allowed us to have the freedoms that we've got now. When you encounter someone that's like that and they say, well, what do you got to hide? Say, well, what have you got to lose? You know, we've got a country here that we're losing slowly but surely. And when you allow them to check you on the side of the road, then they'll want to check you wherever you are. You must stand up.
It is a slippery slope. You're right. In fact, if you've got more comments, we'll bring it back. Good stuff so far. I like it. 800-259-9231. It is those who have acquiesced that have essentially given up all of our freedoms. And it's up to us to start saying no. It's up to us to start disobeying if we want to have a shot at being free again. It's Free Talk Live. That we ever really were.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babkit with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious tasting chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard to digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
What I'm about to read is not intended to scare you, but the LA Times just reported that unemployment will exceed record 1945 levels. Millions are about to find themselves out of work. Will you? Look, I say this not to scare you, but to empower and motivate you to make a choice. You can sit around waiting for the worst to happen, or you can go to incomeathome45.com right now and take control of your future. Incomeathome45.com is adding people in record numbers. They're looking for you. They're connected to a multi-billion dollar company, and again, they're looking for you. Incomeathome45.com is the way real people just like you are earning life-changing money from home, even in their spare time. And I love this. They even provide you with a work-from-home personal coach to help you succeed. Quit worrying about losing your job when you can make serious money from home. And listen, Income at Home is giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit incomeathome45.com. That's incomeathome45.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And you also need to know that if you want to support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Help us out. Makes a big difference at promote.freetalklive.com. We continue with your calls. Professor, or the professor, is with us.
Professor.
Not even the professor, but just professor.
The professor, I mean, I've been talking, like I said, before it was even Genesis, I was calling many of the show hosts that are on here, Dave and Joyce, and
right. Most of our listeners don't even know who you're talking about because this is a nationally syndicated radio show.
Oh, okay, okay, so I hear you on the GCN network.
Right,
believe
right.
it or not, I'm listening on Flycast on my BlackBerry. Is that not the coolest thing? I just downloaded the app.
What is Flycast?
Today. What is Flycast?
Yeah.
They carry 1,200 radio stations, okay? That you could go to their website, I don't even know what it is, believe it or not. I just clicked the icon on GCN Network.
Do you have to pay for this? No, it's free.
And it's included in your data plan. Like, for example, my BlackBerry carries a $27 a month data plan.
Yeah.
Fully connected to internet messaging, BlackBerry messaging, all your email clients, what have you.
Because I just recently got one of these new smartphone things. I got a BlackBerry, and I'm loving it. It's great. It really is. It's been a big help for me. It allows me to actually go out and do some activism and still have the ability to, you know, to check an email if I need to.
The BlackBerry is perfect for, I hate to say this, it's perfect for typing while you're driving, too.
Oh, dear, I don't do that, no.
I don't either, right. Yeah.
No, I'm serious. That stuff scares me, man. But anyway.
You have a whole keyboard you don't have to go through.
Yeah.
Well, the people that aren't familiar with Genesis Radio Network, you guys are being carried on there live on the internet stream. Right.
GCN
now.
Is our syndicate. They are the company that does a fine job of producing the program in Minnesota. They upload it to the ABC satellite services people in New York. That goes up to what they call the bird, the satellite up in the sky, and that beams down the signal across across North America, Hawaii and Alaska and Canada as well. And
you're going through their switchboard as well, because I've been dialing that same number for like 10, 12 years.
Yeah, it's a company that has seen a lot of growth, especially since they've added Free Talk Live, actually. I'm serious. Free Talk Live is kind of like their breakout show, and we really started racking up some affiliates for them, and since then they've been doing better financially. They, I mean, not that they were doing bad before, but now they've got like four channels up on the satellite system, whereas they used to only have one. So, and those channels are not cheap, let me tell you. So GCN's doing better than they've ever done, and it's good that we've been a part of that. Now, let's get back into what we were talking about before.
Well, believe it or not, I had a national radio show for quite a while, about a year and a half. It was called Voices Behind the Silicon Curtain. It ran from 2000 to 2001 for a year and a half, and it was an arch-rival station to Genesis. Kevin Trudeau, who was Michael Trudeau, who was the president of the broadcasting side back then, he wouldn't let me on because he said I was too much like Alex Jones. He said, what do I need another Alex for? He said, why don't you do a car show? You know, that was the way he came at me, and he wouldn't let me on the network. So, you know, no sour grapes, but...
Well, yeah, it sounds like you're sour because it's now been almost a decade since that happened. Well, anyway, let's get back to what you were talking about before, because I thought you were making a pretty good point.
Right. Well, see,
about
I'm a freedom advocate. You know, the name of my show, Voices Behind the Silicon Curtain, I addressed many of these issues many years ago.
At one time had. Right. You don't have that anymore.
No, but right. I'm still a freedom advocate.
That's what I want to talk about with you is the whole freedom thing, not necessarily defunct radio shows.
I'm working locally. Okay, but I do inform people of their rights. You know, I'm extremely informative, and I don't take long to do it. And I have
You were very concise before when we were talking before the break about, you know, pointing out the acquiescence of people
I've intervened in cases where cops have stopped friends of mine, and the cop is fixing to violate Fourth Amendment rights and fixing to violate property law. And I stand up and I say, sir, to you, you're going to have to get a supervisor now, please. Let's get a supervisor. There's some things we need to address. Otherwise, I will be in court as a witness against you for violating this person's constitutional rights, Fourth Amendment, unlawful search and seizure. Also in Alabama, sometimes where I've been stopped, because I'm in Columbus and it's a border town with Phoenix City, the cops are more corrupt there, and you get stopped a lot and you get dogged a lot. They try to plant drugs, all sorts of things. You know, law enforcement is not equal everywhere.
Well, I'm glad I'm not in the South anymore. I haven't even heard allegations of cops planting drugs up here. Toby, I mean, you've lived up here all your life. I'm sure it's happened.
Well, my dad, when he was old hippie type, said they used to do it all the time,
really?
Like in the protest days, but I mean that was years ago. I haven't heard of it recently.
Yeah.
Not in the past couple decades anyways.
Professor, any other thoughts for us tonight?
Well, I was just wanting to say that, you know, people need to become more freedom oriented. We're losing our freedoms. Let me just give you a juxtaposition here. Columbus, Georgia is 86 miles north of Albany, Georgia. In the year 2002, round about April, this time of the year, I visited my fiance at the time. We went and visited somebody that was her aunt in the hospital. When we went into the hospital, we had to go to a service desk, and we had to get badges put on us that said visitor. Clearly, you know, a lapel badge that said visitor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I go in my local hospital in Columbus and the other day to get x-rays. And when I walked in, I think it was Thursday or Friday, I walked right past the service desk. You know, they don't even stare at you like you're up to something. We still walk in and out of the hospital. And this is a big hospital in Columbus, too, the biggest in Columbus versus the biggest one in Albany. And 7 years ago, you had to check into a service desk in Albany, Georgia. And I told my fiance, I said, do you know why that is? Do you know
why?
What the difference is? The difference in attitude is because the people there, they're more respectful of authority than we. Columbus is the last site of the last land battle between the states.
Wait, which the people where are more respectful of authority?
Well, in Albany, they're more like they think they need to be checked.
I'm sorry, I'm getting lost. Was Albany the hospital where they have the visitor badges?
You have to have a visitor's badge.
I see.
Columbus would be more freedom oriented. There's more activist. Okay, a lot more activists in Columbus, a lot more freedom advocates.
Where's the actual freedom, though? I'm like, is it really that much more free in Columbus versus Athens?
Albany.
Or not Athens, Albany?
Albany. Well, I'll put it to you like this. Albany is suffering a great amount of white flight right now.
What does that mean?
White flight. In other words, the county next to Daugherty County is one of the fastest growing counties in Georgia. And a lot of it has to do with law enforcement and things that are going on down there. All I'm trying
white
to address
flight is what is
that, like gentrification?
Is that where white people are
leaving the opposite of gentrification?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's not attrition. It's not people dying off. It's actually flight. They're actually flocking to the county next to them. And
the reason for that is what?
The law enforcement. If you would go and check out the WALB, it's the I think the Fox affiliate or something in Albany. Every day they're doing hit pieces on the police for what the Albany. You can dial 911 and die there. It's just really backwards. It's only 86 miles from my
hometown. Why would only white people leave? I mean, it's usually black people and Hispanics and poor whites that are the ones that are attacked by the police. Why are you saying it's white flag?
The city is managed by blacks. I'm not trying to make this racial.
It does sound racial. I can tell you that.
If you got nothing to do, look into it. WALB, look at their commentaries on the police, and if you go to it quite regular, you won't believe how the attitude is so different. And another thing, the white people there and the black people do not mix in. In my town, we've been mixed up a long time. There's no racial division that I can even tell.
That's the way it ought to be, as far as I'm concerned. People need to get together and get over the silly nonsense about having different skin pigmentation. I thank you for the call tonight, Professor. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. People should be judged based on their actions. And not based on the plot of land they were born on, and not based on the color of their hair or the color of their skin or anything superficial like that.
Right. Unfortunately, we're definitely not there yet. And I think that I'm not sure exactly what the caller was speaking of, but in law enforcement, as you said, there is a tendency for profiling a lot of minority mm-hmm. groups. I mean, it's unfortunate, but it definitely does still happen.
I think we need some black and Hispanic flight up here to New Hampshire, because New Hampshire is just too darn white.
One of the whitest states out there, like 97%.
There needs to be some mixing going on here in New Hampshire. There's not enough of that.
I definitely agree. I mean, the more diversity, the more you get to learn from other cultures and stuff. I think it's great. But
I'm excited to just eat at the New Mexican. There's a New Mexican restaurant that opened up here. I'm like, wow, okay, great. You're going to bring 10 more Hispanics into town to work here.
And that's significant here. Yeah. We really are mostly
it's
white.
Like 90-something, 97% or something like that. It's crazy. So come on up here, 800-259-9231. Get out of the South, where cops are, really, they're worse in the South, in my opinion, than they
are. Yeah, here you get pulled over, white or black, you're going to have people pulling up cop watch, maybe.
1-800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. Obama has signed himself the National Slavery Bill. We'll tell you about it. Free Talk Live.
Government officials like to think they know better than the rest of us. They tell us what we can buy and when we can buy it. Everything from guns and booze to cold medicine and cigarettes. Now they've gone even farther. Cities across the country are now trying to tax and ban bottled water. That's right. Simple, no alcohol, no caffeine, no calorie bottled water. They say it's wasteful and buying it is, quote, stupid. But who are they to decide? If politicians decide you shouldn't even be able to buy bottled water, what's next? Visit us at enjoybottledwater.org and sign the petition to keep the nanny state out of our water bottles.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.